This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A new gene discovery will help combat soybean cyst nematode. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
4 years of research from a team of scientists at the University of Missouri, the University of Georgia, and the United States Department of Agriculture has led to the discovery of a new gene that the soybean industry will be able to use to combat soybean cyst nematode. SCN attacks soybean plants in a way that can be difficult to detect, so having genetic resistances is key. Eric Osland, Director of Agronomy and Research for Missouri Soybeans, said the current SCN gene that is in production has seen lower efficacy due to prolonged usage, so a new gene is an amazing development.
Over the years, we have had a source of resistance in soybeans called PI88788, and we have used that over and over, year after year, primarily because it's mostly the only genetic resistance that we have available in our commercial seed varieties. And over time, because of using that year after year, and you know, similar to what we see in things like herbicide resistance to water hemp and other weeds, we have developed or selected for resistance in soybean cyst nematode to that PI88788 source of resistance. Ultimately, I think, you know, we estimate about $1.5 billion in yield loss and economic loss due to SCN throughout, you know, the soybean growing regions of the U.S. So it's a very significant issue. And obviously, you know, because of that, we are always looking for some new tools to fight it.
For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.